following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Andrew under center again. Takes it to Trent. Drops the throw. Throws one down the middle all alone. A T.Y. Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton. 73 on the pass play. He celebrates the birth of his daughter, huddling the football like an infant.
Manning to the end zone. D.T. wide open. Touchdown, Denver. They're not dead yet here in the Mile High City.
Condit Freddy. Snap back. Ball down. Kick is up. On the way. It is up. It is good.
No!
Billy Condit wins it at the buzzer. And the Browns have won in Atlanta. 26-24.
Alex Smith on fourth down has time. Throws out cut. Throw incomplete. The Raiders take over on downs. The Raiders at last have won a football game.
Deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
He caught it with his right hand, corralled it, fell on his backside and controlled it. Wow.
Romo in an empty gun, looking left, looking middle. Pumps, looking right, looking left. Standing. Throwing it in the end zone. Touchdown. Dez Bryant.
Rodgers drops to a knee again, and that will do it. The final seconds tick off the clock. The 109th renewal of Packers-Vikings. The border battle goes to Green Bay, 24-21.
Tom Brady and the Patriots head to Green Bay to meet Aaron Rodgers and the Packers following a 34-9 rout of the Detroit Lions.
Oh, that's going to be a good game on Sunday.
Absolutely, but then again, I thought that Detroit was going to give them a good game. You know, I noticed I didn't hear a single Redskins touchdown.
I didn't. If it had been in Detroit, yeah, but I didn't think so in New England, man.
They beat the shit out of everybody up there.
I know. Yeah, that's a tough play. Like I said, the only time you can go in there and win is if you got Ray Lewis on your team.
Yeah, and he ain't playing anymore. But like I said, I noticed there was no Redskins touchdowns in there, and we've been gone for a month. You'd think we could find one.
Well, there was no Detroit touchdowns in there either.
Yeah, but at least they've scored this month.
That's true.
Oh, well. Anyway, we've been stuck behind the Iron Curtain. We were on a mission that we can't discuss.
Right. Well, the truth be told, you know, we always do these shows every week up until Thanksgiving, and then we do a best of show for Thanksgiving. This year, we decided to reverse it. So,
right. This me bizarro bang. This is the bizarro season. That's what you're supposed to do on the 10th anniversary. You're supposed to do everything the opposite.
Right. Yeah, the Cleveland Browns announcer, Billy Cundiff, wins it at the buzzer. This ain't basketball, dude. Buzzer. Well, what buzzer?
Buzzer. How about Billy Cundiff wins it at the... That's the fucked up part right there. What?
Billy Cundiff wins it.
Yeah, really? What? Billy Cundiff wins it at the anything. You could have said anything at that point. Foghorn. It wouldn't have made any difference. I still would have said, what?
These Cleveland Browns, man, I tell you.
You know, I did pick them to win that division, and then I shied away from it, and then I should have stuck to my guns.
No,
so
you
then
shouldn't
I could
have.
I could sound like I knew what I was talking about, but I picked the Bears to go to the Super Bowl, so
I
don't know what the fuck.
You shouldn't have stuck to your guns because, look. Yeah, but who can't win with the Browns schedule? I mean, you get to play Tampa Bay. You get to play...
The Redskins.
You get to play Jackson. Oh, wait a minute. Jacksonville beat the Browns.
That's right, they did. And we were blaming the fat girl that jumped in the pool for that one. That was that week, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, that was. That's what made all the guys from Cleveland go, hey, baby. Well, hey, looks like one of those chicks from Pittsburgh.
Well, speaking of the Browns, coming up, Johnny Brawl. Also, RG3 can't do it alone, John.
No, I've heard. He just can't do it alone.
Beast Mode says, yeah. And Thanksgiving can kill you.
Beast Mode says, yeah. I like that. Beast Mode says, yeah.
All right.
We could do a song about that.
That's right. All right. John wanted us to try to fool you and just tell everybody it's show 265, and we don't know why you didn't hear the rest of them, but you're not going to fall for that. You guys aren't that stupid. Well, most of you aren't that stupid.
You should see how often I fuck up putting the show out. Yeah, they believe it. They probably think I screwed up the code or something.
Well, this is the Bang Radio Hour number 251. I'm Tom. He's John. I'm sorry. It's been a while.
Right.
But,
you know, we're backsliding. We broke up for a while, but here we are. I'll feel ashamed tomorrow.
We had a quarrel.
Right? Oh, my God. They're going to explode into rumors.
Yeah.
Dude, they're going nuts, man. You should see the Facebook page, the stupidity over the freaking 9-foot snowfall in freaking Buffalo.
Oh
my God.
Why? What happened?
Oh, my God. People from Texas are telling Buffalo that they're absolute idiots because they can't get rid of 7 feet of snow in 3 days.
Oh, you know, but here's the thing. You can get rid of seven feet of snow in a stadium in 3 days. The problem is you've got 7 feet of snow on the ground all the way around the stadium for, what, a mile, you know. And I saw pictures of people who opened their front door, and you couldn't see anything. There was no daylight. It was nothing but a wall of snow. So the problem isn't that there's 7 feet of snow in the stadium. The problem is that nobody can get to it to get it out of the stadium.
Right. Well, you know, I think every single one of our people that are signed on with our Facebook page stopped by to tell Jimmy Greer and Gnarly Dudester that they were idiots. So I think everybody's been in on that one. Dudes are going stir crazy, man. It's only November. Shit.
Well, I hate the fact that his highlight is going to be shown forever against my Cowboys, but at least Dallas won. But I got to give it up. To Odell Beckham, dude. I mean, I know everybody's talking about it, but I hate the Giants, but I'm going to give it up to that one, man. That was amazing.
Yeah, and you know, right now it's kind of chic for everybody to say, oh, that wasn't a top five catch of all time. And I would tend to agree. It's probably not top five of all time. But when you factor in that he did it with three fingers, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. the thing. You know, I've seen a lot of catches where a guy goes back over his shoulder like that. Maybe not a lot, but I've seen a few. But three fingers? Holy shit, that's something.
Well, and I thought it was funny because, you know, they were showing highlights before that catch. They were showing highlights of him warming up during pregame, and he was purposely catching every ball with one hand. So it was just bizarre to me. I was just sitting there watching them show this footage, and the next thing I know, I'm watching him do it in the game.
No, that's what Tom Coughlin, you know, he practice what you preach. That's what he says. Practice what you preach.
Right.
And, well, preach what you practice. The thing about Odell Beckham that makes me so happy is the fact that I was able to pick him up midseason in our fantasy league there. And I was amazed to get him because I never get a free agent. I always get bumped out, you know.
That was a good one. You'll probably keep
him. Yeah, I got so lucky. Woohoo.
Probably keep him next year.
You're damn straight because I'm cutting bait on Julio Jones. Fuck the Falcons, man.
It's too early to give up on Julio, man.
When I say cut bait, I mean trade it to one of you guys. I'm not. There's no trades ever happen in this league.
I don't want him.
I know he's so hot and cold, you know.
Well, I think that's the team.
I know, and it affects him, and it drives me insane.
All right.
By the way, watch before the end of the show, Mike Smith will call up and call timeout just at the wrong moment.
Well, hey, listen to Al Michaels and Chris Collins were doing the call when Beckham scored that touchdown.
And Manning's going to heave one. There's a flag. Beckham, one-handed catch. How in the world?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he is insane. How do you make that catch?
Oh, my goodness. This is sick. Put this to music. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Defense number 39. Penalties decline. Result of the play. Touchdown.
You have to be kidding me. That is impossible. That is absolutely impossible what he just did. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life.
It's in the conversation.
Wow. Oh, that's ridiculous.
He does it basically with his thumb and his forefinger. That is ridiculous. Unbelievable.
Man, Chris Collinsworth turning into like a little girl there.
I swear to God, man. You know what? He still does hold the Bengal record for deepest throat of all time.
Wow!
They liked him.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, hell.
That guy.
Poor Al Michaels has to sit next to that.
But yeah. Who won the game? Who won the game? That's right. The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, nobody cares.
God's very own Dallas Cowboys.
Nobody gives a shit. Really, seriously, nobody cared. Nobody gave a damn about the fact that the Cowboys actually won the game.
I know. That's all I heard. Now, Beckham, I got to give it to Beckham. He was very humble afterwards.
I haven't really seen it yet, besides on the replays. But, you know, I hope it's not the greatest catch of all time. I hope I can make, you know, more. It really means nothing without a win. You still go home at the end of the day with a loss, and that's just not a good feeling.
Now, I understand that, you know, he acknowledged it, you know, it's worth nothing because we lost the game, and he should feel that way, and he'll probably feel that way about it the rest of the season. But I think, you know, next year, 3 years, 5 years from now, that thing is a highlight forever, and he's going to see it all over the place. And I think eventually it will sink in, and he'll realize what an amazing touchdown he really scored. You know?
Well, I mean, it's all right. Let's not get overboard here. The dude did acknowledge that, you know, I'm just hoping that it ain't the greatest catch of all time. Yeah, although it was nice, wasn't it? It was good.
I was listening to Randy Moss was on some sports radio station, and he was like, man, we were talking about some of my greatest catches, and I tell you one, I don't have a highlight that even compares to that touchdown catch, man. That was ridiculous. Moss said it was best catch he's ever seen in his life.
Best catch I ever seen. Hell no, I ain't got nothing like that.
Let me tell you something about the Oakland Raiders, though, John.
Dude, did you see that running back's face when they took his helmet off of him? Whatever his name is, that dude is as cross-eyed as can be.
Oh, Latavius Murray?
Yes. Dude, I mean, seriously, he's running down the field. He probably heads for the sideline so he won't hit any of those goalposts he sees. He's got to see three or four.
He looks like a good running back, though.
Well, when you give him a hole like that, I mean, he made one cut and was gone.
He had what? Was, four carries for 100 and some yards and two touchdowns. It's like,
anybody
ball,
who can figure out the damn Chiefs, raise your hand. I can't figure him out.
Well, hey, you know, here's the one problem with the Raiders finally winning a game. This means you ask Derek Carr about his victory, and this is what he says.
I praise the name of Jesus. You know, I've been through a lot of hard times, and these losses have been hard. But I praise the name of God because he stayed faithful through it all. And that ball that I had, that's going to my son.
God stayed faithful through it all. He finally let you win a game, Derek. It only took you, what, 12, 11 games to win a game? Because God, God was there for you, Derek.
God had the Raiders in the pool, right?
Who cares? I've got the Broncos. God's a chump.
I took the points. I knew I was going to win.
I'll tell you something up here. They think they know how to play football, but you see, God stuck with the Raiders. He won this week, but I've got the Patriots. What do you know? Up here, nobody cares if you who you used to be. But, dude, really, the freaking Chiefs, I figured that was a romp. I filled my freaking roster in the Gridiron Challenge with as many Chiefs as I could afford to stick in there. Oh, well, maybe not that many, but I did put a couple of them in there, and Jesus Christ, come on, Kansas City. You're pumpkin picking, for God's sakes. I mean, shit. Dude took off 90 yards. After he took off on a 7 or about 12-yard touchdown run around the end, they took the ball away from the Chiefs like it was nothing, made them punt so much that their punter had to go into IR because he's got a freaking welt on his foot.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
I think they was kicking pumpkins back there.
Every one of you sucks.
Right.
Admit you suck.
Yeah, they did that night. I'd like to say, how about that NFL, Tom? Who can figure it out? But you know, when it comes to the Redskins, you freaking pretty well know what's going to happen.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you. These teams, people say, where'd the parity go? I think it's everywhere. I think there's parity everywhere. We watched the Rams beat the Broncos. You know, this stuff just keeps happening. Mm-hmm. And what, the Chiefs just beat the Seahawks, and then they go and lose to the Raiders. I think you just, every week, these teams are all so close. You got to bring your A game, and you got to win the turnover battle. You got to play solid defense, or you're not going to win. It's that simple. I don't care how good you are, what your record is. You know, and it's funny because you listen to the media,
And every time one team gets on a roll, oh, this is the best team in the NFL, and then they lose. You know, I saw it with, you know, what, it was week 5 or 6. Everybody was talking about, oh, Dallas and Denver. It's Dallas and Denver. These are the two best teams in the league. And I'm going, okay, let's ease up right here just a little bit. And then right before that game, they were showing this little highlight package on the Chiefs talking about this is the hottest team in the NFL. They won, you know, and boom, they go to lose the Raiders.
And then, the Steelers score, what, 50 points twice in a row, and then they go lay an egg against
the Jets.
The Jets.
The Jets. Look how the Patriots were playing early. Tom Brady was done, John. It was over for Tom Brady. It was time to rebuild the Patriots finally, and I don't think so. You know.
The only thing I'll have to say about this, I agree with everything you say, except that you have really not seen the Redskins play this year, except for that one time against the Cowboys, or you haven't been paying attention. Because occasionally, we put together a halfway decent defensive game like we did this week. We got 3 turnovers this week, and we still lost because we're so freaking inept. Robert Griffin, he doesn't know how to throw the ball. He doesn't know where to throw the ball. He doesn't know what to do with the ball. He drops back wrong. He backs up wrong. He takes the snap wrong. He doesn't do anything fucking right. Half the time, I'm expecting him to line up backwards and try to catch the snap with his ass.
Well, let's see, RG3, what's he doing?
Is there any thought to not being in the center of it all?
Yeah, man, like I said, we're focused on San Francisco, so that's all we got.
How does a quarterback improve precision on his footwork and things like that?
Yeah, man, you know, like I said, just focus on San Francisco now.
How tough is this for you that you don't feel like you can just be yourself and talk like you want to talk?
Hey, you know, I'm focused on San Francisco. Jay wants me to be focused on San Francisco, and that's what I'm going to do.
Other than answering every question with focusing on San Francisco, are you doing anything different to prepare maybe than you would have done before?
Just preparing for San Francisco, man. That's all I can do.
I love that this reporter right at the end, he's going to get all chummy with him. And, oh, other than answering every question, that. And he laughs. Yeah. Did he really think he was going to give him a legitimate answer to his question? Seriously?
Dude, that one press conference is the only thing he's learned all year, is how to shut the fuck up. That's the only press conference. It's the only thing he's done this year that shows he's learned anything. And I hate to say it like that because the dude was amazing back in 2012. But A, he's not as fast as he was. He's just flat out not as fast, for one. And for two, he can't fucking do it, man. He doesn't know where to put the ball. He doesn't know where to look for the ball. He doesn't know what to do. He holds the ball too long. He takes sacks. Our offensive line isn't great, and they do put plays in so that he can make a quick read and make a throw, and he doesn't. And it drives me insane.
And now he's been benched.
He's benched
for Colt
McCoy.
He's just
as good as
right
out of here as ever.
Colt McCoy's your starter now?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go the homer route and say, hey, the kid's been a winner at practically every level he's ever been.
Dude,
you know,
John,
we're going
John, he couldn't make the Browns team, man. Come on.
The Browns are so dysfunctional, I don't want to hear it, because it doesn't make any difference if you could or you couldn't make their team. They wouldn't know what a team looked like if it bit them in the ass a couple of years ago.
But the Redskins are all competent and just they'll be great with the right quarterback.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a quarterback take 3 steps back, whip his head around once, rip it twice, and throw the ball. I don't want to see him whip it around, hold the ball. Look, man, RG3, do you have his phone number?
Yeah.
Let's call him up and ask him. I guarantee you, ask him why he holds a freaking ball.
All right.
Goddamn ridiculous.
We'll get him on the phone. You know, if he played behind God's very own offensive line, he'd have 7 seconds to throw the ball like Tony Romo does. But hang on, we'll call him up here.
Yeah. Look, he envisions himself as Aaron Rodgers. And if he could play in the pocket, then maybe he could be. But he's trying so hard to just be this pocket quarterback that he doesn't have the mechanics to be. He's ignoring the rest of the game that he can play that makes him dangerous. You know what I mean?
Right.
He might not be as fast as he was. I don't think he's busting across the Vikings for 74 yards like he did when he was electrifying. But 10 or 12, 15, 20 yards, he can pop those off.
I don't know what's going on here with the line. Hang on, I'm having a little line trouble with this phone. Here, listen to this while I try to get him on the phone, because it's very much like RG3. It's Marshawn Lynch.
How about the effort of the offensive line just to keep pounding it against such a tough defense today?
Yeah.
All right, how about the effort of the offensive line to keep pushing against a defensive attack so aggressively?
Yeah.
How does that defense compare to others that you've seen this year?
Yeah.
Marshawn, you were on the sidelines for a little bit there. What was going on? Was the back all right? Obviously, you got back in there.
Yeah.
How important was it to to keep the ball on the ground and run out the clock.
Yeah.
And that's enough. I love that the woman reporter had three questions out of those first six. Like, again, like he's going to give you a legitimate answer. Why do you keep asking?
She's just trying not to look at all that dick swaggering around in the freaking locker room like they always do. There's a new book out now anyway. But yeah, dude, I'm telling you, his answers right there are no different than any athlete answer that they ever give.
It's true.
They're no different. It's no different. You learn no more from that than you do from any of them that sit there and say, well, you know, I thought we played well as a team. You know, I'm just glad to have taken part and been done my part. And I was just, you know, fortunate to be out there. Fuck all that, man. The most useless thing on television is the athlete interview.
Yep.
Remember that clip we had of Bill Belichick?
Yep.
Or they asked him the same question. He gave the same answer twice in a row within 20 seconds. Back to you, Bob.
All right. I got here. The phone's working now. Let's talk to RG3 and see what the hell's going on with him.
Hello. You feeling Subway today?
Oh, I'm sorry. RG3?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I don't think we ever spoke. I'm Tom, and my partner John, and we do a show called the Bang Radio Hour. We have players on all the time, coaches. We talk to everybody, so we thought we'd give you a call and see if you had a moment to talk to us.
Oh, well, I got plenty of time. Nobody want to talk to me right now. Kind of quiet around here.
Well, I'm sorry that they're going to put you on the bench and start Colt McCoy in Washington. I know you're having a tough time.
But Tom, right?
Yes.
Right? That's on me. But, you know, I can only run the plays that are called. And, you know, and if I don't know them, well, maybe I just need to be coached a little bit better. You know, I mean, I'm counting on those guys, and I'm sure they're counting on me. And it doesn't matter who knows the playbook and who doesn't. But the bottom line is we didn't win. And it's mostly because I was running plays one way and everybody else was going someplace else. You know, I can't do it alone.
No, you can't. I mean, football is the ultimate team sport. But why? Why are they calling plays for you to run that you don't know? Why would they put you in that position?
Well, it wasn't that I didn't know them. It was just that, you know, there was some stuff. Like, you know, like last week my mail was late on Tuesday, and on Wednesday I forgot I had to go get some gas. So, you know, like I had to call Dan Snyder to get a ride to work. And that messed up my whole day, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing, you know, studying all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I just can't do it alone. I needed some tutoring and, you know, they said that they was going to talk to the linebackers or something like that. And besides that, you know, it's, I mean, this, I ain't naming no names or nothing, but we got this dude from Philly, you know, and he I don't know if he's fast enough, man. I mean, it's on me, right? But he told me he runs like a 4.3, so I threw it for a 4.3. I mean, I'm pretty good at math and all, but I don't know. Maybe he's a 4.35 or something. I mean, maybe it's my fault, Tom, but I thought he was faster. I just can't do it by myself.
Well, so what is the answer to this problem?
I don't know. But I can tell you this. I was really disappointed in the ruling in Ferguson. So that's why I'm benched this week, because they was thinking I was going to probably have a bad game again on Sunday because of that.
Because of Ferguson, Missouri?
Look, I can't do it alone, Tom. I mean, look, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, they need a sense of justice when it's done, you know, and so do I.
Well, okay.
Look, it's like this. There's a lot of things going on here. Like when I was playing against Tampa Bay, after I threw my second interception and the guy scored and I was thinking about how much we were going to need to get back into the game, you know, and I was figuring it was going to be at least two touchdowns, maybe more. And then I look up and I see this geese flying over the stadium, right? These geese up there high, and I'm thinking, where are they going? And then Lick snapped the ball and I forgot where to throw it. So I looked where I thought somebody was going to be, and then I forgot what the play was and there wasn't anybody there. And so, you know, I got sacked. And then the coach is yelling at me and telling me we don't practice what to do when I forget to play. And I started to tell him about the geese, but then Tampa scored and I had to go back on the field. So the point is I can't do it all by myself. Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, these guys have domes. So, you know, geese don't distract them at all when the play clock's winding down. I just can't do it by myself, Tom.
All righty then.
I mean, you know, it's all me at the end. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
I get a lot of inspiration from guys like Drew Bledsoe, Jason Campbell, guys that could really pat that ball, you know. Guys who knew how to hold on to that thing and take a hit.
Well, Robert, hey, listen, I think we're going to cut this call now, and I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, you know, I'm just focused on San Francisco, Tom, or Buffalo, or Oakland, maybe, St. Louis. I don't know. I'm feeling Subway today, you know. I'm focused on that. Maybe while I'm on the bench, I could take this time to learn the sandwiches, you know, like how to make them and whether or not this one comes with a drink or a bag of chips, because I might be leading the subway team next year, Tom. I don't know. I just know I can't do it alone.
I understand. All right. Well, best of luck to you, Robert.
Sure. All right. Take care.
He's focused on the bench now, John.
Dude, he sounds freaking depressed.
I'm telling you. Man.
You know, what do you think? Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers go out not knowing their playbook? Is that the coach's fault? It's all Gruden's fault. Installing some of this offense thing. What the hell, is he stupid or what?
Jason Campbell and Drew Bledsoe.
He's a patter from the word go, man. He's got a baby back there. T.Y. Hilton played with a baby this week. I bet he's going to get fined for that. What do you think? He's going to use the ball as a prop. His daughter was born. It's going to cost him $10,000.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to hear from Hilton coming up right after the break. But before we go to break, I did want to mention, I meant to mention this at the beginning. Since it's been so long, I thought, man, this would be a good time to update everybody on the Bang group and the Gridiron Challenge there on ESPN.
This is a good time for it.
Yeah. And so in fifth place, Nizzle, Padizzle, and Hooyah.
They're back.
Pa-fizzle, pa-plizzle, and booyah!
I think I like it better when your wife does it.
Lizzle, padizzle, and hooyah.
Right.
Hey, watch your mouth, man. We won't do another show for another 6 months.
Let's see here. In fourth place, Molly Welker's pee bottle. That's Anna Dem.
Yeah, Anna Dem's got a good name.
Look who's in third place. Yes, it's me.
Oh, good for you, Tom. Let's all give Tom a nice little golf cap.
Yeah, good. Michael good. Vick ate my dog.
Oh, good for you. He's benched again. I'll tell you what, 7 feet of snow didn't bother the Bills any.
No, not at all.
They'd like to play in Detroit every week, I think.
Right.
This place is paradise.
All right, in second place is Guile.
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 He's Guile.
He's Guile.
Guile. That's got to be from 7 or 8 years ago. Holy shit.
That's Yisman.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. I guess he's always up near the top.
And in first place, sharp as a whistle.
Sharp as a whistle.
Sharp as a whistle.
Emmett Smith, if you didn't if you didn't know that one when he was... well, just when he speaks, he just, you know, says things.
Whenever he speaks.
Now what we needed to do...
I love that. Now what we needed to do.
This kind of inconsistency play would get you completely blowed out.
Hey, you know, we got those clips from that Jimmy Kimmel thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody should go. This is a quick field trip for whenever you want. Go on to YouTube and look up Jimmy Kimmel, Kim Kardashian snowblower.
Oh my God, that was best.
It's ridiculous.
And I would tell you where Bang is, but I can't see that far. So, yeah, well, oh, you're on the front page. Look at you at 50. You made the front page.
Yeah, how about that? See this? You know what happens? You start Matt Ryan one time thinking he's going to have a good game against, I can't even remember who it was that beat the shit out of him when he wasn't supposed to lose. And you get stuck down around 62, and it takes forever to climb up out of that.
Man,
so I'm on the front page. I'm happy with that.
Very good. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, like I said, we'll hear from T.Y. Hilton and the Johnny Brawl that went down in Cleveland Saturday night. We got to talk about that next, too.
I like football. I like the games. I could do without the interviews after the games, though, because the winning players always give credit to God while the losers blame themselves, you know? Just once, I'd like to hear a player say, yeah, we were in the game. Until Jesus made me fumble. He hates our team. I've even seen some boxers thank God for their triumphs. Oh, yeah, without Jesus, I couldn't have crushed my opponent's skull tonight and rendered him brain dead. I've been blessed by the Lord.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
An unexpected event on Thanksgiving
actually helped create the league's most famous cliche. The year was 1962. Vince Lombardi's Packers, who went on to become world champions, lost their only game of the season. The Detroit Lions sacked quarterback Bart Starr 11 times. It was dubbed the Thanksgiving Day Massacre. And afterward, Commissioner Pete Rozelle explained the result by simply saying, any team can win on any given Sunday.
Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing? Okay, we
got you. Hey, this is Sean from Stone Sour, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Very much the game for me, you know. A little bit of rest. I've been up since 4-5. And I just came out here, gave him off.
Hey, way to go, man. I'm proud of you. Don't be afraid to cry, wow. Too. It's all right. I cried when my babies were born, too. Great job. Yeah, what was that like trying to prepare, rush into the stadium today, thrown out of your normal rhythm? How'd you feel when you finally just ran out on the field today?
Again, very emotional. I ain't had no parts of my body today. I've been out with my baby girl the whole time. I just wanted to give her my all and play this game for her.
Wow.
I just can't stand it no more, Tom. I got that baby girl. She up in my all. She up in my all. And I crave her like a doctor. And I take her all the way down.
Stuff. Miss these guys and miss the game, but just want to let them know that.
Oh,
hell. I don't know what's funnier. Him crying. Well, it's pretty damn funny because he sounds like a preacher. Oh, hey, oh. Hey, oh. I like that. But the Colts announcer when he scores and he goes, touchdown!
Yeah.
The Chiefs announcer sounds the same way. It's you Midwesterners. Touchdown!
I love the reporter talking to T.Y. Hilton. It's okay to cry, man.
Yeah, man. I got Pulitzers here. Go ahead. Cry away.
All right, so check this out. An Ohio man says he got rolled. Rolled, John. By
rolled? He got rolled? He got imagine that.
By Johnny Manziel and his posse.
The Manziel posse.
His posse. I said Saturday night. It was Friday night. Actually, it was Saturday morning.
There's cheerleaders.
All right, so this guy, 33-year-old Chris Gonos, he says he was with his girlfriend, and right. They were waiting for an elevator at a high-end apartment complex.
Oh, here in downtown Cleveland. High-end means, hey, look, we've got parking places with paint surrounding them.
It was a gated community, John.
Oh, you know what that means, Tom? That means that somebody has a fence nearby.
Right. Well, apparently, a lot of Cleveland pro athletes live in this apartment complex, and so this guy, Chris, he sees Johnny Manziel, and first he points him out to his girlfriend, you know, hey, look, it's Johnny Manziel. Well, he got all excited, because he's a huge Brown fan, so he walks over to Manziel, and he says, quote, this is his direct quote, I'm the biggest Browns fan ever, I love you, I want to give you a hug.
Sounds pretty threatening to me.
And when he said that, one of Johnny's goons punched him right in the face. How dare you say that to my man? You know what I mean?
Johnny looked at him and said, hey, he's a hobo. Hit him.
Well, then Johnny's entire posse gives the guy a beat down. I'm like, what in the hell?
I think one punch in the face would have probably given them the message. Really, in all honesty, you know what this sounds like to me? My first impression of being a 2014 male here in the United States who really goes on the barest amounts of information to form complete opinions. This is a guy hanging around a complex that is known to be full of professional athletes because he's a jock sniffer. That's what he's doing. He's a jock sniffer, and he ran up to give Johnny Manziel a hug, and Johnny Football was having none of that and said, "Hey, yo, pop this dude."
Well, now here's there was a lot of people involved in this. After this happened, now this guy Chris Gonos, his brother was there too, and he got involved, and dude, he actually speared Manziel into a wall.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. You know, took off like running at him and gave him took the shoulder into the gut and put him right in a wall, man.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Where was his line?
Well,
welcome to Cleveland. This is how it goes right. For a lot of quarterbacks up there.
I loved you till you hit my brother. Now I'm fucking you up.
Pretty much any idiot off the street can sack your ass up in Cleveland.
Well, check this out.
Literally, some jackass on the street sacked Manziel.
So Johnny's security, they're trying to break up everybody, right? They're pulling everybody apart.
Right.
And then Johnny sucker punches the guy.
Of course he does, because, dude, some people, I'm going to sound like the worst asshole in the world, but some people you can just pick out in a place and realize that guy is the troublemaking little shithead that will bite your ankle. He's the little fucking dog that will turn around and go, yeah, 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 and bite your fucking ankle when you're walking away from him. And he's that guy. Tell me I'm wrong. He just proved it. He sucker punched this clown in the back of the head.
Well, the police were called, nobody was arrested, and the Browns say that they're aware of the incident and they are still gathering information, and they say they have, quote, addressed this appropriately with Manziel, and they will not comment further at this time.
They sat him down in a chair and said, hey, you want to go to Washington? You keep acting up, you hear?
Right.
We will ship your ass off for a fourth rounder.
You should be so lucky. I don't want to see that happen. I'd rather he came to Dallas and got ready to play when Romo's done.
Oh, wait a minute. They're calling the Redskins, right? We will ship you off for a second rounder and a player. It's hard being a football fan this year, Tom.
I understand. I've been there. I know.
I don't want to hear it. And you know what the worst thing is some fucking other football fan giving you sympathy. You're supposed to fucking laugh and say, you shithead, fuck off.
Well, you're my friend.
That's
so
what you're supposed to
do. I do, but not to your face. Oh. Believe me, I'm sitting at home when you're not around and I'm laughing. I'm laughing at the Redskins all day. Are you kidding?
Oh, dude, I'm serious. I sit here and watch the game with Max, and I know what you're saying. I don't even need to.
Honestly, I know you know what I'm really saying when I'm watching the Redskins? How the fuck did they beat Dallas? That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea. The only person in the entire freaking planet that doesn't know what's coming when Haslett's defense was on the field is Tony Romo.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Dude, I'm watching the San Francisco game this week, right? They had a microphone either on the center or right over his head because he was coming in clear as a bell. And every time they blitzed in the first half, you heard him. He would go, there he is, 31, he coming, here he come. And then snap, hike, and they'd pick it up. It was ridiculous.
Well, anyway, like I said, nobody got arrested there. But this was a domestic issue. But somebody who did get arrested, man, what the hell? Freddie Smoot, he cannot stay out of trouble.
Dude has a strong pimp hand.
What?
And it's purple and it's got two heads.
So what girl did he hit?
It's his wife, right?
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't really read the thing. All I saw that it was that he got arrested.
He's married? Does he wear the mittens for her?
Well, you know, if you're going to hit her, you got to wear mittens. Otherwise, apparently, from what I saw quickly, was that she had gotten some photographs taken of herself with some like hand marks on her neck. You know, but I've known girlfriends that are, you know, they're into that. I ain't making any excuses for anybody, but, you know, Freddie's our friend, so I don't try to look too hard into, you know, what our friends are doing.
I know, man. Poor Freddie. I mean, you know, you love the guy.
You can't help but love the guy. And if you don't love the guy, well, apparently he strangles you.
I hate to see him get a... right. Oh, phone's ringing. Hang on. Hello, Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Tom, this is here, Fremis Moop. Fremis Moop be calling y'all for a change.
Well, did you know we were talking about you? Were your ears burning? What's up, Freddie?
Man, I tell you what, I get my information from just about anywhere, and I heard that y'all been getting ready to be talking about my little, my legal issues. So I figure I could dry cog all y'all up, man, see if I get my story out there, because everybody going to be talking to her all the time when it comes to these domestic violence thing. They all just talk to the woman, you know, but they don't have no reason to talk to no guy. They can't be thinking about why be he putting her hand on him? Why be he putting his hand on him? They don't even know about the ass. They just think, hey, he done put his hand on her.
Well, now, Freddie, wait a minute. The last time you called us,
right.
It was your one phone call from jail. The last time you got arrested. You're not.
Right,
that's
right.
That's not going on here. Are you in jail right now?
No, but I got released, Tom. I got released. I got, they took me down, man. They did the process and all like that,
Yeah.
I got my paper shaking. And I was standing there, they take me down, but when they got to night court, they take her down to judge. And the judge, he released me on what they call that personal reprobable.
What?
He released me on personal with consonant.
You mean personal recognizance?
That's what I say. Yeah, he released me on personal reprobable. So, I was able to get out of jail, go home. It was because, really, when it comes to this kind of stuff here, Tom, there be two besides of every story. Two besides of every story. Fapping the matter right now. I was standing around minding my own business, getting some potato salad out of the
fridge. Oh.
Hey, look, my hand slipped, and next thing I know, she fell with her neck right on my hand. I tried to hold her up, so I squeezed a little bit.
Jeez, Freddie.
I might have said, hey, yo, bitch, what's the matter with you? But I was being concerned.
Freddie.
Shit. I'm sorry.
It was purely out of my concern for the well-being of a fellow person. That's all it was, Tom. It's all it was. I didn't mean to strangle. I didn't mean to do no choping. I didn't even have no mittens on in me. Because, when I'm doing that kind of stuff, I like to wear the mittens because, it don't leave much evidence laying around.
Well, usually when you're wearing the mittens, it ain't fighting going on with you and the girl.
No, there wasn't nothing like that going on. We wasn't doing no fighting. Matter of fact, up in the front of the house, Dante Culpepper was playing cards.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well,
I'm just gonna say I'll hope everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and they think about Fremis Moop this year Thanksgiving, because Fremis Moop gonna be needing some place to eat this year, because nobody's family won't be having somebody around to be chope his wife.
Oh, Freddie,
I know I'll be plucking them harp string, Tom.
I hope this goes away, man. I hope everything ends up all right for you.
Well, I be talking to this guy. He got this nose that kind of crooked a little bit. He have a last name with a vowel at the end. But I ain't going to go no detail, but, I think this problem might just go away.
Okay, good. All right. All right, Freddie, you take care, man. It's good to hear from you. You have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Everybody have a happy Hobbler. And, if you're into it, do the happy Kwanzaa thing.
Hi, Freddie. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
He's crazy, John.
I don't know what's up with him, man.
He's nuts. That's what's up with him.
Shit. I don't know. He's choking out his girlfriend.
Good Lord. What is going on?
I don't know, but maybe he was watching the Redskins game. That's all I can think of. There's a reason my wife stays back in her office when the game is on.
I get it. Okay.
What are you? It's like PTSD. He used to play for him.
Right.
So he wakes up in the middle of the night with holding penalties.
Jesus.
He's got illegal use of hands because he's having bad dreams.
All right. So Thanksgiving. This is, by the way, we're recording the show on Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
That's right. You see how hard we work for y'all? For one day a year.
Yeah. We get the Lions, Bears. We get the Cowboys, Eagles. And what is it? Seahawks and 49ers?
Yeah, we get a bunch of good games tomorrow. However, the Bears' offense and defense.
Your Super Bowl pick, by the way.
Are terrible. Yes, they are.
The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
Jay Cutler is that guy that you don't want hanging around your kid. You know, because he's the one that's going to go, yeah, fuck all them. Come over here. Let's do this.
I don't want him hanging. I don't want him hanging around my football team either.
Right. And then when things go wrong, he's the one standing over there with him. Yeah, it's everybody else, dude. Fuck them. Right.
That's Jay Cutler. That team, man. That team is. I don't even know. It's so weird watching them sometimes, man.
It's him. I hate to say it, you know, but dude, if he could play the way he's supposed to play, he's got more weapons than he knows what to do with. And it's got to be frustrating for Bears fans, same as it's frustrating for me. We have weapons. We just don't have anybody that can pull the trigger to get it to us.
Oh, my God. I know. You're talking about, you got Alshon Jeffrey, you got Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, you got Matt Forte. Matt Forte has 150 to 200 combined yards every week.
Right.
How do you not win football games?
Their defense is terrible. I could understand the Bears if they were getting beat in shootouts, but they're not. They're getting the shit knocked out of them. They're pathetic on offense.
So anyway,
that was my Super Bowl pick.
We got all those games on Thursday, and then of course it's, you know, Friday is Black Friday.
Oh God, yeah, you know,
I actually Black Friday now is, or it's starting at like 5 p.m. tomorrow on Thanksgiving Thursday. Now, actually.
Right. So, you know, I'm glad I've got a bit of an audience here, because I'm going to tell everybody, if you're going to complain about people shopping on Thanksgiving and people being open on Thanksgiving and those poor Walmart workers that have to work on Thanksgiving, shut the hell up, you goddamn idiot. That's how our whole system works.
Well, look.
What?
There are people working on Thanksgiving that have nothing to do with retail or Christmas shopping.
That's right. No. And there are people that have always worked on Thanksgiving. When you drive home from grandma's house over the river and through the woods, and you pass all those trucker hotels that are filled up with trucks who are not home for the holidays because they're delivering all that shit that you're going to buy tomorrow at the doorbuster sale. You ever care about them?
No. No. Do you know, oh my God, I saw, there was a little interview clip, a TV interview clip out of Los Angeles. These two women in line at Walmart for the Black Friday sale.
Right. Oh, just for like 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
It's crazy.
3 weeks ago, dude. Look, there's nothing that Walmart sells.
No.
That you couldn't buy 10 times with the money you could have earned if you worked for those 3 weeks.
Exactly. Everything is relative, man. I sat in line for 3 weeks to buy a TV at 70% off that I could have bought four times over.
It's unbelievable to me.
People have no sense of freaking perspective.
Oh, my God.
None whatsoever. Stupid. But you know what? When everybody is shopping online, let me ask you, how many stores are you going to go in this year? Your kids are all grown, so it's not like when we were young. When your kids are young, it's easy. You go in Kmart or Walmart, you buy a bunch of action figures, you're done, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, not so easy, right? How much are you going to buy in an actual store?
Minor adults now, they're easy.
Yeah.
But I'm ordering so much online.
So is everybody else. And that's why the stores are open, because that's the only way they can compete. So all of you people that are complaining, especially when you're watching Fox frickin' News telling you that how awful this is. No, it's not. This is what's called a better mousetrap. It's called online shopping, when you can shop anytime, anywhere, any day, for anything and have it delivered anywhere you want.
I love how they come up with their own day, and they now have Cyber Monday.
Oh, dude. I mean? Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of money out there that really makes a lot of difference to the retail year. So all these you bleeding hearts that are going to be crying about, oh, these poor Walmart workers, they should spend time with their families. Look, if their families were any good, they wouldn't be fucking Walmart workers, for one thing. So they're doing them a favor by getting them out of that rat trap. Two, if they don't open, they're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars because all of you are going to be shopping online while Uncle Henry's watching football.
Right.
You will. And that's what it's all about. And we, the consumer, benefit through competition.
Well, here's some Black Friday stats for you.
Hey, cool.
Of course, like you needed me to tell you this, that women are more than twice as likely as men to max out a credit card on Black Friday.
Charge it.
Oh, the fitness trackers. Right. You know, I'm talking about like they, well, you wear the watch and it's your heart rate and how far you ran, all that kind of stuff. That is the least favorite gift in America. Don't buy that for anybody unless they specifically ask for it.
Of course. You know why? Because all it's going to do is make them feel guilty, because all they're going to count is how many frickin' steps they took to get to Walmart to buy the latest cream-filled hunk of ham.
Cream-filled ham?
Cream-filled ham. Now at your local Walmart, scoot on in on your little frickin' shopping cart that rides your fat ass around.
Well, here's my favorite stat, and this is amazing to me. You think about all these people in line for Black Friday sales.
Right.
One out of every three things that people bought last year on Black Friday is already broken, lost, or stolen.
Of course it is. And you know something? Those TVs that everybody's going to bust the door down for, they're closeouts. They're not going to make any more bulbs for them or parts for them or anything.
Shit. I know. It's unbelievable.
But you know what? If it wasn't for what P.T. Barnum said it best, fuck them. They're idiots.
Right.
That's the way it goes. Hey, I'm Amazon Prime all the way, baby. I ain't ashamed to say.
Oh, hey, by the way, on Thanksgiving, everybody knows that the most popular kind of pie on Thanksgiving is what?
I would say cherry, but that's because that's better to me. But pumpkin, I would assume.
You would assume?
No, I would assume it was pumpkin. And don't you tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Oh, jeez.
Apple pie.
Really? Apple pie? It's not even fucking baseball season. And
apple pie.
Chevrolet sucks.
Apple pie. And you know, then in second place, you have pumpkin. Nope.
Of course.
Strawberry pie.
Strawberry pie?
And
really?
Then pumpkin.
Strawberry fucking pie?
Pumpkin is actually third.
Now, that's a statistic that I was not aware of, Tom. This is getting to be quite an interesting segment here on the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey,
we
aim to educate.
This is the Martha Stewart moment. Hey, I'm telling you, that surprises me. Strawberry pie, get the hell out of here.
Next week, we're doing Spelling with Fred Smoop.
That's right.
Hey, that might be a good segment. That might be a good segment right there.
WIFCOMSTIMINT.
All right, so
consummate.
Melbourne is the west continent of Australia.
Chopper, I haven't heard that forever. Oh, my God.
Chopper. He's probably the prime minister by now. Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen of the House of Senate, this is what we're going to do.
If I fail, we all fail.
All right.
Hell, this is fun.
So I told you Thanksgiving can kill you.
Yeah, of course it can. Thanksgiving is deadly, man. Turkeys, seriously, people think that you can just go out and kill a turkey. Turkeys are fucking lethal.
Is that right? Well, apparently.
Yes, they are. They know how to use modern weaponry.
Apparently, deep frying them is lethal. And now,
yes.
But we have three deep fried turkeys every year.
Yeah, but you know what? People don't realize that you can't put a frozen turkey in there. There's a great video of a guy who does just that. He's an idiot. He doesn't do it on purpose. He's not like a fire department that's showing you, here's what you don't do with a turkey. But he puts a frozen turkey in a freaking boiling hot goddamn thing full of oil, and it explodes like a bomb. It catches his house and his neighbor's house on fire. And I mean like giant fire on the roof fire.
Wow, I didn't realize that's what's causing this then, because, you know, no, you got to completely thaw it and you got to let it dry. We thaw them and then we hang them and let them dry and, you know, shove like paper towels inside and get all
tissue
padded,
paper.
And, you know.
You're shoving tissue paper in your turkey. It's tissue paper, Tom. You're eating tissue paper. It's not liver stuffing.
Well, fires caused by deep frying turkeys destroys 900 homes every year and kills 5 people.
That's what we call Darwinism.
Is that
fucking idiots? Look, you know how I know if I'm stir frying, which means I'm using like a tablespoon of oil on a wok, and I take and I want to know it's hot enough, I take a little hand t- like a finger full of water, and I sprinkle it at it. And y'all see how it pops, right? Y'all want to put a 30-pound frozen frickin' or wet turkey in a boiling hot gallon and a half of frickin' oil.
Stop it.
Boom! Don't stop it, but just videotape it.
All right. Apparently, getting on the road, that's bad. 45,000 people will be injured in car accidents this weekend. More than 400 people will die, and over 40% of those will involve alcohol, of course.
Of course it does, and unfortunately, this is not the most dangerous day of the year for driving. Do you know what it is?
The most dangerous day of the year.
Statistically speaking, more traffic accidents happen on this one day than any other day of the year. Here's your Bang Radio Fast Fact.
These statistics were for the entire weekend, but what day is it that you're talking about?
It is the Monday after we changed to daylight savings time.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you're an hour off and you lose an hour. So people are fucking tired. They don't know what time it is. They're all screwed up, and there's more accidents that day than any other day of the
year. You're talking about when we move forward in the spring, then.
Right.
When you lose the
spring forward.
Wow.
That Monday, stay home from work if you can, because there's more accidents that day than any day.
That's amazing. I can't wait to tell my wife this, because she hates that day. In fact, she hates every day from that day until the clock changes back in the fall.
What's the matter with her? We created daylight savings time so that we may enjoy the daylight and save it.
I don't know. She says she always just feels off because of that the entire time until the clock goes back.
Women are different. You know, the moon fucks with them.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. let's see here. Oh, leftovers. Okay. Do not let your leftovers sit out for more than 2 hours.
Of course not. You'd turkey, have to be an idiot.
Turkey causes more food poisoning every year than any other meat besides chicken. And, after dinner, put the crap away in the fridge, man.
The more you know. It's because we care, you know. And I would recommend, Tom, in order to make sure that happens, marry an Asian woman. Because mine will not let shit stay on the counter. She'll put it away before we even sit down to eat.
Everybody fixes her plate, and then she puts everything away, and then you eat.
Yep.
That's
and
great.
We all sit there and wait for her and make sure she gets it all away.
All right, and we bring this all the way back around to football, because the last thing on the list here is drinking too much while you watch football. Digesting a huge meal puts more strain on your heart, and so does drinking. Plus, men, check this out, men are 15% more likely to have a heart attack while they're cheering for a losing football team.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, hell, I'm terrified now. I'm telling you, we would lose to the Raiders if we played tomorrow. There's no doubt.
Your percentage obviously goes up even higher because you have a really bad football team.
It's been a long time. I'm used to it, so I'm pretty mellow. Once the first quarter's over and I realize, oh, well, it's hopeless.
Yeah, see, I'm the one that's got a problem because Dallas and Philly are both 8-3 playing tomorrow, so I'm going to be just, you know.
Well, you're better off, see, because you didn't expect anything. Dallas was expected to be one of the worst teams in the league, on the clock already, and here you are competing for a division title on Thanksgiving Day, or, you know, getting ready to be able to take control of the division. And really, what this is like for you is like falling in bed with, like, you know, a supermodel and hoping your dick doesn't fall apart. Oh, God. You know.
Well, yeah.
Let me just get through this. I hope I haven't had too much to drink.
I don't know about being on the clock already, but, you know, they were 8-8 3 years in a row. The defense was supposed to suck, so they were supposed to go 8-8 at best again.
Nah,
and here's the problem. Wait a minute. I'm not getting excited about anything. This team is 8-3. They could still go 8-8.
Okay. I will give you that because December's coming.
And I know you would find that to be the funny. All of a sudden, your football season would be all better.
Honestly, I hate the Giants even more than the Redskins, and to be totally
even more than the Redskins, I hope.
I'm gonna confess, Tom. I'm here at group therapy. I have been so depressed by the Redskins this year that I have not even. I just looked at the standings Monday. Just to go, who the hell's where? Because I kind of figured I knew everywhere everybody was falling through, but there were some things that I needed to check out, like, you know, who's sitting in wild card positions, things like that. And I was not aware that the Giants are 3-8. That makes my season.
Are they really?
They're as bad as the Redskins. They're the same record. The only way they're better than us is because they beat the shit out of us 45-3.
So you're
45-7.
You're both 3-8, and Dallas and Philly are both 8-3. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you know, so really, if Dallas loses out, the only thing that makes that kind of a sour thing is that it's Philly that's going to go ahead. Which, with it being Sanchez, would make it even funnier. That would be kind of funny, because if they do finally fucking win one with Mark Sanchez, then I can make fun of you forever. Not because you're an Eagle fan, but because you had a chance to stop Mr. Butt Fumble.
He's a palooka.
He is. That's Mark Sanchez.
You know, he's had a couple of good games.
Yes, he's had a couple of good games. He's played great, but, man.
Well, but then he had a game where Mark Sanchez showed up, and he was not great at all. So, you know, it's like I can remember us back in the chat room way before we even started doing the show, and we were seeing how the rules were being changed and how things were switching around. And I can remember saying, dude, the only thing we can do anymore, the only thing you can do anymore is pressure the quarterback, and defense will adapt. And we've seen sack numbers going through the roof lately. They've done all they can to protect quarterbacks, and yet they still get hurt all the time.
Right.
Even Peyton Manning's getting hit this year. So, you know, that's the thing. Defense will adapt. So the only other logical step is to stop the defensive line. Three Mississippi's coming. I'm going to predict it right now.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. And on that note, that's all I got. We will try to do a show again before Christmas. That's all I can tell you.
We're doing our best, folks. I hope you enjoyed this. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And as always, even though we haven't been here this year, we are very thankful for everybody that downloads our podcast and enjoys our brand of humor.
And it's nothing. All the stuff that everybody says on Facebook, man, I just go, God, I you know, it's awesome. You guys are too kind, and I'm glad you enjoy the show so much. And then I feel so damn guilty, and I wish we could do more. And I know it's our 10th season, and it's like, damn it.
Yeah, I would just like to say on behalf of just about everybody, we hope that Jimmy Greer doesn't have a whole lot of weaponry in the house. Dude, you need to mellow out.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Whoa! Shell saltwater supercars! They look fun!
Science-fueled fun, actually, Dad. Toy cars that run salt water!
Fuel the family fun with Shell saltwater supercars. Fill up with £30 or more, and you'll qualify to buy a car from just
£3.99. I want one!
Okay, Dad.
Fill up on fun with saltwater supercars at Shell. Participating sites, conditions apply. See shell.co.uk/saltwatersupercars for details.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our Mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our pad thai in your cash kai. Try click and collect at tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.